go. Now, I have a question that was sent to us by Jason in Michigan. I'll go ahead and read it here. What are some good techniques to when you're going to embark on doing some floor repairs? His problem is he doesn't have a nice level concrete pad to level out the trailer to do the repairs. He plans on doing the repairs with the shell on, so that's not an issue. But he wants to know, should he be jacking up the frame on the low side and putting jack stands to force level the trailer to do his floor repairs? Or by doing that, is he going to be causing some problems by tweaking the trailer when he's kind of forcing it to be level? So he wants to know, what's the best way to attack that?
The best way, in my opinion, is always to have things as level as possible and as rigid as possible. The reason for this is, you know, these trailers are designed basically as a semi-monocoque construction. In other words, the chassis, the floor, and the body all work together to create this structural element. When you separate these elements from one another, none of them are very stiff in themselves. So the chassis will bow just sitting on the ground, whether the body's there or not. So if the body is not attached properly to the chassis is going to be racking and twisting and whatnot. So the best thing definitely is to level it up, put jack stands as many places as you can, and literally get it dead level. That way, when you pull the floor sections out, even though it's a body-on floor removal, the body is, in effect, encapsulating the frame, but it is separate from the frame. Typically, we end up with little blocks of wood on the end of the outriggers that are supporting the lower ends of the walls. That keeps it up, you know, depending on the year of the trailer, 5/8 or 3/4 inch. If you don't do that, the body is going to twist relative to the chassis. The chassis is going to sag, and you'll definitely have problems sticking it back together again. It'll certainly go back together again, but you'll end up with a twisted trailer in the end, and that's not something you want.
So ideally, if he could find a level place to work on it, that would be ideal. But if not, he could jack it up on jack stands to make it level, and that should be sufficient.
Correct. But even if you're on a level concrete platform, you should still have jack stands, because the chassis, once it's separated from the body, it will use the axle points as a fulcrum, and it'll actually sag on either side of the axle. So the body actually helps hold the back end up and the front end of the chassis up. It's very critical.
I see. So it's almost like a teeter-totter, even when you got a full-functioning trailer. So if you're going to be doing something critical like the floor, you need to, no matter where you are, make sure that the frame itself is level and true.
Yes, and supported very well everywhere. Because typically when you pull the floor out, you're going to find cross members that are badly rusted. Some of them are broken. We find them all the time that are broken off. And you want to make sure that when you go to cut the remains out to add a new one in, the left chassis rail is level with the right chassis rail, fore and aft as well. It's very, very critical.
Okay, I think Jason got the idea now. He could probably start attacking that problem. We talked about stainless steel tanks in the last show, and we kind of breezed past that a little too quickly for me. I'd like to see if we could cover that a little bit more. Not just the stainless steel, but black tanks in general. There's a lot of people out there that have them with cracks and problems, and they try to do all the different kinds of repairs, epoxies and fiberglass repairs. What are some good general thoughts to keep in mind when you're attacking a problem with your black tank or your gray tank if you have one?
Well, there's several generations of black tanks, and basically I think there's only one construction method of the gray tanks because they all started in the early 70s. But the black tanks, when they started out, they were fiberglass tanks, and they had steel flanges embedded into the fiberglass laminate to fasten the inlet and the outlet valves on them. When those tanks crack, or when those valves, because those valves are obsolete at this point, and say you wanted to use your original tank but use a modern valve on it, you can literally grind the fiberglass back, take the metal insert out of there, put a new metal insert in, drill it and tap it to suit.